and everybody kind of contributing a little bit. Of course, every once in a while, somebody steps up and hopefully fills that void as far as scoring a few more points each night out. But there's not one player that they're going to look to rely on. It's two very different styles.
Absolutely. And the two teams getting ready for a basketball game here this evening. It's a 7 o'clock tip time tonight, and this is just one of a number of games to be played here across southwest Iowa tonight in the first night of girls' regional play in Class 1A here this evening. We'll take a timeout, and we'll get you more familiar with these two teams. When we come back in just a moment, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are the trademark of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tiger, owner. Call John at Dvorak Tire and Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years in Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire and Service at 243-2638 or 249-9206, located on North Olive Street, just north of KJAN. Avoca Building and Material, family-owned and operated, is the small-town lumberyard with big-city variety. See them today at Avoca Building and Material in Avoca.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold tonight as we get set for basketball here this evening, a Class 1A Region 8 first-round game between Griswold and Heartland Christian. This is one of a number of games in this particular bracket. Also among the games tonight in this Region 8 first-round tonight, Adair Casey home against Bowyer Valley. Exira EHK hosting West Harrison. Woodbine also is home against Whiting tonight. Some games in Region 7 tonight include Clarinda Academy at Sydney. Nishnabotna playing at Fremont Mills. East Mills is at Essex tonight, while South Page is playing at Bedford. Also, some of the games in Region 6 in Class 1A that from around the area, some local teams include Cam playing at Guthrie Center tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip time. Also, Orion Maxburg is playing Grandview Park Baptist. That game at Saydell this evening. That's a 7 o'clock tip. And they have a doubleheader up at Coon Rapids tonight as Peyton Sherdan facing Glidden Ralston. That game already underway. That started at 6 tonight. And then a little later on at 7:30, Coon Rapids Bayard will play Iowa Christian. Those winners all get a chance to move on into the next round of regional tournament play. So important games tonight. These teams have finished up their regular seasons. It's one and done now.
Yeah, your season's on the line now. No sense holding anything back, and go out there, give it your best, and if that's not good enough, well, then your season's over. So you know the motivation.
And that happens very quickly. Take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams as we get ready for our ball game here tonight. First, for the visiting Heartland Christian Eagles, coached by Robert Kennard, they are 13-9. On the season, and here's how they will line up for the basketball game tonight. Here's how they'll go to start this evening. It'll be Sarah Hardcastle, a junior, out there to start tonight, along with Katie Fouts, also a junior. Kendra Myers, another junior, will start tonight. And then the Kennard sisters, Steffi, a junior, and Molly, a senior, the starters tonight. And it's mostly been the Kennard show for Iowa, or for Heartland Christian here this season, as they really do a lot of the heavy lifting for this club.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of Steffi and Molly here tonight because they do almost everything here for this team. Steffi averaging 22 points per contest and shooting right around 37% from the field. She's also really the only person on the team for the most part that's going to take those outside shots. She's hit 63 of them on the season. She's 37% from three-point range, so got to watch that. And then Molly is averaging 21 points per game, so right there along with her, pretty much the same averages, 43% from the field, and she has taken about a third of the three-point attempts that Steffi has and knocked a few of those down. But other than that, there's nobody else on the team that's really tried an outside shot to speak of. And then rebounding, you're looking at the two same players as well. Molly leading the way with 309 total on the year, and Steffi with 205. So pretty incredible numbers as far as what they've been able to accumulate statistically. You know, even when you do normally rely on a couple of players like that, you're not going to rack up the type of attempts and rebounds that they're racking up, and they certainly have been doing that throughout the year.
Yeah, and they literally make up 80% of their team scoring. It's 79.9%. I figured it out today. It's a lot. I mean, you usually don't see two players handle that much of the load, but Heartland Christian you know, they can't afford much for foul situations and stuff either. They're not very deep. They only are carrying 8 players with them for the basketball game here tonight. So they literally have to depend on a few players, no matter what circumstances are. But the two Kennard girls, Molly and Steffi, they do. They carry the massive burden of this ball club with them. But, you know, again, you can't ignore the others. The others might only be averaging a couple, 3 or 4 points a game. But, you know, if you all of a sudden try to overload one side and somebody gets hot, great plans, great game plans can really come crashing down in a hurry.
Yeah, you never know, and you never know what a coaching staff has up their sleeve as well. Maybe they've got some kind of a plan to have somebody else step up and fill the void if other teams are going to look to shut those two players down, which obviously they're going to. It's just going to be a change of pace if that does happen, though. You look at the field goal attempts, that's the one stat that's kind of incredible. They've shot only about 150 less field goal attempts between the two of them than Griswold has a team all year, so it's pretty interesting.
So 13-9, the Heartland Christian Eagles getting set for the ball game tonight. Let's turn the score sheet over, take a look at the Griswold Tigers starting 5 here tonight. Of course, Griswold, a team that's been a little banged up during the year. Trisha Huerta had the ACL issue earlier this season. She underwent surgery, and she is done for the season. And we're talking to Jeff Coink, the head coach, before the game. She's done for the track season as well. Her high school athletic career pretty well has gone on the skids, as Jeff Coink's team is 6-15 entering tonight's ball game. But here's how they'll go tonight. It'll be Gina Friend, a sophomore out there starting tonight, along with Markel Brunk, a senior, Kayla Kirkhoff, a junior, Brooke Hansen, a senior, and Kinsey Nicholas, a junior, the starting 5 here tonight for the Tigers. And opposite of what Heartland Christian has, with two stars that carry the burden, Griswold has no one to really look to be able to lean on. They need to have a complete effort.
Yeah, you've got about 4 players that are averaging right around 6 points per game, and Kayla Kirkhoff, Kinsey Nicholas, Brooke Hansen, and Jenna Friend. And as we've seen, we've watched Griswold play this year. There's been other players at times. Last time out, we saw Jackie Rush have a nice game for him. So, yeah, there's no player that stands out as far as scoring is concerned. Rebounding, you're looking at Nicholas and Friend. They both are kind of leading the way. Jackie Rush also in the mix there a little bit. But as a team, they shoot 28% from the field, and not a great outside shooting team either. They shoot just 19% there from beyond the arc, and really same scenario for them. Only a few players that are really going to shoot it from the outside at all. So,
as I mentioned, Jeff Coink's team 6-15 on the season entering tonight's basketball game. So that's a look at the two teams and how they'll start tonight. We'll take a timeout, and we'll have the opening tap for you in just a few moments. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Meet your friends at a great place to meet your friends, the Fireside Lounge in Atlantic. They offer a friendly atmosphere, large game room, 5 TVs, and open at 11 a.m. That's the Fireside Lounge, located on West 7th Street in Atlantic. Tennyson Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Atlantic Signs, for all your lettering, plastics, painted, and specialty advertising needs. They're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 11 East 4th Street in Atlantic. Call Bill at Atlantic Signs, 243-4920.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold tonight as they are finishing up the player introductions here to the crowd this evening. Griswold in their home white uniforms with the royal blue and black lettering and trim. On the other side for Heartland Christian, they wear the navy blue uniforms with the white lettering and trim. And again, your starting lineup tonight, Sarah Hardcastle, Katie Fouts, Kendra Myers, Steffi Kennard, and Molly Kennard for Heartland Christian. And for Griswold, Gina Friend, Markel Brunk, Kayla Kirkhoff, Brooke Hansen, and Kinsey Nicholas. Your starting 5 here tonight. Let's listen in for our national anthem here this evening.
Rise, stars, group of heaven.
national anthem behind us. That means basketball's right in front of us here as we get ready for this 1A girls first round regional basketball matchup here tonight in Griswold. The winner will get a chance to move on in the tournament, as the winner of this contest tonight will advance to play on Tuesday night, the 18th, against the winner of tonight's game between Adair Casey and Boyer Valley, which is being played over in Adair Casey High School tonight. That game on Tuesday night will be in Adair. The opposite side of this particular bracket, Elkhorn Kimbleton, and West Harrison winner will face the Woodbine Whiting winner, also next Tuesday night in Elkhorn. We are ready to play basketball here tonight as Gina Friend will jump center for the Tigers. Jumping it up will be Molly Kennard for Heartland Christian. The ball's in the air. The tap controlled. Steffi Kennard comes away with it, and she'll stop out front and leave the basketball for Fouts. Katie Fouts here on the right side. Almost had the ball taken away. Now up top it goes to Hardcastle. She'll dump it down right side as they get underneath the Myers. Across the lane it goes, and Steffi Kennard up with it. And back outside it goes. Now the ball tapped away. Slapped free, loose, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Up the floor quickly. Kayla Kirkhoff almost stole it earlier. She almost got that one, too. Good pressure outside, and that's what Coink said he was going to try to do here. Inbound taken by Heartland Christian. Molly Kennard with the basketball out top. They try to set some sort of a screen for her outside. They dump it here right side to Steffi Kennard. She'll turn nowhere to go. Now Fouts almost had it stolen again as the ball comes back out top. Fouts right side here with the dribble. Picks it up and lost the basketball. Picks it back up and fires it across now to Steffi Kennard. She'll drive the lane, lean in, throw up an awkward shot that's no good. The rebound put back up, no good by Molly. Now tapped out. And it's picked up again by Heartland Christian. Fouts here in the near corner trying to get rid of that basketball. Now to Hardcastle. Hardcastle here on the circle. Looks outside. Steffi Kennard off the dribble with the left hand. She'll turn and go into the lane. The quick toss up off the back iron, no good. And the rebound taken away by Markel Brunk. Finally, Griswold gets a chance on the offensive side with over a minute on that first possession. For the front court they go, far side. Kirkhoff in the right corner. See, Eagles settle back into a 2-3 zone. Now they'll slow things down out top. Kirkhoff, right side with it, dumps it back out top to Friend. Back to Kirkhoff on the circle. She'll lob it down low. Brunk trying to post. They kick it back. Right corner, the three ball on the way is no good by Kirkhoff, but the offensive rebound grab. Now quick toss by Nicholas here on the right side in the lane. No good. And the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Heartland Christian. Boy, we start the game with two long possessions.
Yeah. Both teams getting a lot of boards and opportunities to go back at the basket. Just nobody able to knock anything down yet.
Yeah, we've had a lot of things, but nothing called points quite yet. Nicholas here the near side. Hansen off the dribble. Brooke Hansen back across out top to Kirkhoff. So reset against that 2-3 zone. Kirkhoff now goes right side. Friend with it on the circle. Leaves it into the corner for Brunk. Back outside Kirkhoff. They try to screen for it. Now they'll set up for Hansen in the corner. She'll fire up a three ball. That's no good. High rebound taken down low by Kennard. Steffi Kennard on the run up the floor. She'll cross over. Turn. Curl. Come here to the right. Leave it for Hardcastle. Hardcastle looking for help. The bounce pass is errant, and it's tied up. The ball will go to Griswold. Bounce pass was meant for Molly Kennard. It was behind her, and it was tied up here on the near side, so the ball goes the other direction.
Griswold doing a pretty good job so far, making it very tough for those two gals, the Kennard gals, to catch the ball. He said he was going to run a variation of a triangle and two, and it's been good pressure so far.
Out top now, Friend with the basketball. Right side Hansen. She'll set up from the circle for the three. It's no good. Long rebound taken here, though, by Griswold. Friend comes up with it. Back outside Hansen. They play catch around the circle. Hansen dumps it into the post. Brunk, and she walked with a basketball. She tried to spin back out, feed it back out on the outside on the wing to Hansen, but took steps. 5:20 to go in this first quarter. We have no score. We've only had four possessions so far. Now we've got our first foul of the ball game in the backcourt as Griswold tried to take the ball away. Brooke Hansen tried to strip it free from Kennard, and they're going to hit Hansen for the foul. That'll be her first and the first team foul. Molly Kennard will take the inbound in the backcourt, and she'll work it up the floor. The Kennards have some size. So does Myers as she tries to post low, and now Hardcastle has the ball stripped away from her again on the right side. Taken away up the floor by Kirkhoff. She'll leave it for Hansen. Down low as they go right back underneath to Brunk. Oh, lost the basketball. Now she turns, finds herself free, and jumps one in. Markel Brunk kept control of the basketball, able to jump one in down on the block, and it's 2-0 Griswold. And we got another foul here in the backcourt. That'll be against Brooke Hansen again. Hansen picks up her second here in a short few seconds. And our first substitutes of the night, Kelsey Drake, a senior off the bench now for Heartland Christian. And checking into the ballgame for Griswold for the first time is junior Jackie Rush. 4:45 left first quarter. It's a 2-0 ballgame. Steffi Kennard to the front court here for Heartland Christian. She'll work across on the dribble, get a screen out high, double screen. Now she'll stop here on the circle and fire up a three. Steffi Kennard knocks down the triple here from this right side, and it's 3-2, Heartland Christian on top. Griswold basketball. Rush right side on the curl. She'll bring it back out. Now to the high post, Nicholas, and back up top to Friend. Now Kirkhoff on the left side of the circle. As they work the ball on the perimeter. Kirkhoff tries to drive. Nowhere to go against that 2-3 zone. Back out top, it's Rush. Now across it goes to Friend. She'll turn and try to drive baseline right side all the way underneath. The leaner up, no good. Rebound, Rush, and she's fouled on the putback. She'll get two fouls. Annie over on the shot, but it worked out real well. The foul is going to be whistled inside against Steffi Kennard. That'll be her first, and that will send Jackie Rush, who was the recipient of that errant shot, and got fouled on the putback try. She'll get a couple of free throws. 4:03 left here in this first quarter as the first one is off the mark.
Well, and Griswold's going to have to get used to this. I think Heartland Christian's going to probably settle in and stay in that zone here throughout because they know that Griswold has the better ball handlers and the better one-on-one dribble matchup, so they're going to try to make them work on the pass.
Rush makes the second free throw, so we are tied at three apiece. Now Heartland Christian breaking the press. They get up the floor. Quick shot, no good, and the rebound swept away inside. Good hustle by Rush. They got the ball up to Myers inside, and she had an easy layup try and just missed it. And the Tigers get it back. Friend now here to the near side. Off the dribble, Rush. Bounce past baseline. Nicholas driving to the basket. Throws one up and in. Leaner down low by Kinsey Nicholas, and it's 5-3 Griswold. Pressure in the backcourt now by the Tigers. The Eagles break as they get it across with Fouts, and she'll leave it back outside for Steffi Kennard. Kennard gets a screen, goes left, double screen. As she turns, she'll fire up a three ball from the outside. Oh, it's a two just inside the circle. That'll be a two, and it's a 5-5 ball game. 3:15 remaining in this first quarter. Griswold basketball again front court. We're all square. Nicholas here in the near corner. Back outside, Rush. Rush wants to dribble drive. Back to Nicholas here in the left corner. She'll go baseline now. She gets around Steffi Kennard. Her bounce pass, though, knocked away by Molly Kennard and picked up by Fouts. Fouts going to run the floor. Up the far left side. Her shot blocked away, but a foul call. Good block on the run by Gina Friend, but got her with the body, and that'll be foul number one on her. And that will send Fouts to the free throw line for Heartland Christian.
That was a good job by Fouts that time, realizing she had the advantage and just go to the rack. You know, you had a good opportunity to either get a good look at a shot or somebody's going to come in and foul you, and that's what happened.
Fouts off the front of the rim on the first free throw, no good. 2:57 left in this first quarter. It's 5-5. Second free throw by Fouts is good. She hits one of her two. And that puts Heartland Christian on top again, 6-5. Kirkhoff, front court for the Tigers. Against that 2-3 zone, drives right, leaves it for Rush. She'll go baseline all the way underneath as she gets a screen by Brunk, and now the ball tied up, and the ball will turn over. So the ball goes back the other direction on the shared possession. I think Rush was too thrilled about the contact inside there.
She kind of threw the ball down a little bit. Going to have to be a little careful under there.
Molly Kennard now with the basketball backcourt. She'll turn and try to run it up the floor. She'll go into the lane, dump it here near side for Drake. Back outside, Fouts. She'll go baseline. Stop, turn, fire one up, no good. Rebound down low is tapped out of bounds. It'll turn over to Griswold. We're going to have a timeout asked for by the Tigers. 2:32 left to go in this first quarter. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll just go ahead and leave it here during this short break as Jeff Coink up off the bench wants to talk about it. I assume he's got to be fairly happy with the way this game has gone early on here tonight. He wanted to do some pressure work full court. He was also hoping to use that inverted triangle in two, and it seems to have worked fairly well. They're not getting easy looks.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of coming out and pressuring on the ball handlers out front. It's pretty obvious that the two Kennard gals are the best ball handlers as well as the best shooters on the team. So you get out there and make those guards that are already maybe a little bit uneasy with the ball even more uncomfortable. It might heed some good results for you.
Griswold basketball as we come back out of the timeout. 2:25 left to go in this first quarter. It's a 6-5 Heartland Christian advantage. Rush right side, going to drive, stop in the lane, feeds it back out. Now on the wing, Kirkhoff fires up a three, it's no good. Off the front of the rim, hits the floor, the rebound fought for down low, and it's tied up. This time the basketball stays with the Griswold Tigers. Off the bench for Griswold, Brooke Hansen will check back in. She picked up two early fouls. Also, Sarah Hardcastle checks back into the Eagles lineup. Griswold to inbound on the baseline. They feed it here near side. It's Hansen on the circle. Back out top, now to Kirkhoff. Hansen, left wing, well off the arc. And they'll leave it back up top. Now they work the left side. Head fake, drive on the baseline. The curl inside, the feed back out. Now it's Friend, jumper good, left elbow. Off the feed from Jackie Rush. Rush penetrating out to Friend, and she knocks in the two. And now we got another whistle here in the backcourt. It's 7-6 Griswold. Foul going to be whistled against Kayla Kirkhoff on the backcourt for the Tigers. That'll be her first.
Yeah, a little too aggressive there on the inbound here as they try to put on some full-court pressure.
Well, they're going to see more of that here, too. That was kind of the plan. Now they break the pressure as Fouts gets it across. 7-6 Griswold leads. We have a minute 40, 100 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Right side, Steffi Kennard with the basketball. Wants to curl drive to the baseline. The fall-away shot up and good. Got it to go from about 15 feet. Steffi Kennard has all the field goals so far here for Heartland Christian. They lead 8-7. Griswold front court. Kirkhoff out top. Works it across the right side. Now back up top. Kirkhoff, Friend here left wing. Off to Rush. Brunk trying to post low. They can't get the ball to her yet. Now Rush back out top. Brooke Hansen wants to drive. Nowhere to go. She'll curl it back out top and leave it for Kirkhoff. Left side it comes to Rush. Back out top, Kirkhoff. We're down to a minute left to go in this first quarter. Kirkhoff to the center circle. She'll reset. Gets a screen, comes left, gets bumped. Now gets it off to Friend. Friend will curl it around to Hansen. She'll fire the long three from the right wing. No good. The ball heads off to the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds. A little slow getting there on that rebound try by Kelsey Drake. It was knocked out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Tigers. Jessica Marshall, sophomore, now checks into the Griswold lineup. We have 45 seconds left as Steffi Kennard brings the ball across the timeline on the dribble. 8-7, Heartland Christian. Left side, Kennard dumps it off for Molly Kennard. It's off her hands, out of bounds. Last touch, though, as it was batted out by Jackie Rush. It'll stay with the Eagles. Eagles will inbound on the far sideline. Fouts to feed it in. She does. Now to Steffi Kennard. She'll take it right into the lane, try to drive. She fires one up off the back iron. No good. Was not a good attempt, but she gets bailed out with a foul call. A foul call against Gina Friend. She looked like she was bound and determined from the time she caught that inbound that she was just going to put her shoulder down and drive the lane. First free throw on the way, and good by Kennard. Kennard is long and lanky, but certainly not a person you would call fast.
No.
Second free throw try, also good. She got them both. Kennard with 9 points here in the quarter. Almost all of her team's total. It's 10-7. Heartland Christian. We're under a half a minute to go in this first quarter. Hansen, right side, Kirkhoff. Hansen playing catch with Kirkhoff now out top. Now she wants to drive the kick out. Kirkhoff, cross it comes to Friend. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Kirkhoff. Now Hansen left wing, Kirkhoff out top, right side Friend. She'll drive baseline all the way to the hole, banker good. Gina Friend with a move down the right side. 5 seconds left as they inbound. Steffi Kennard across the timeline, stops, fires one up from a long way out, misses wide right, and that's the end of the quarter. 10-9, Heartland Christian with a one-point lead over Griswold after one quarter in this 1A girls regional lid lifter. Chris will have the second quarter for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Whatever your sport, whether you're playing, at the game, or just listening, one thing's for certain, you're going to get thirsty. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company has been providing refreshment to Southwest Iowa for 100 years. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola. And by Elkhorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Elkhorn Pharmacy.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School as we head to the second quarter of play. Heartland Christian leading here in this Class 1A first-round regional matchup, 10-9 our score. Just a one-point ball game, and almost all the points coming from Steffi Kennard so far, and she's got the basketball here to start the second quarter. She'll try to throw it down the right side there to Molly Kennard, and it goes off her hands out of bounds. Griswold will get it right back here as we start this second quarter. Griswold working from right to left here as they'll pick it up on the right side with Hansen. Now back up top to Gina Friend. Back over to Kirkhoff. In the lane they go. It's a turn and a fire by Nicholas. Too strong. And the rebound pulled down inside there by Kendra Myers. Here comes Heartland Christian back the other way. Here's Molly Kennard stopping it just inside the free throw line. Kicks it back outside to Steffi. Now Steffi hounded out there by Gina Friend. She'll pick up her dribble. Kick it down across. Looking for Sandcastle. It's tapped out of bounds by Brunk. And it'll stay with Heartland Christian. Inbound pass now will come here for Heartland Christian as Katie Fouts will key it in. Gets it into Kennard, and now we have a foul fighting for position down low, and I believe it's going to be whistled there against the Heartland Christian.
Kennard.
Yeah.
I wondered how long it was going to take before they'd start to get a little, she'd get a little frustrated inside there because they've really been working her over pretty well inside, trying to keep the ball away from her. She's scoreless at this point, averaging over 20 a game.
So the foul gets whistled on her first. Now a three ball on the other end here quickly by Griswold. Missed out front by Hansen. And the rebound pulled down here by Heartland Christian. Got away with a carry there that time. Steffi stopped and started again. But now she'll try to fire it down low. Fronted, tipped away. Knocked away by Nicholas and is stolen. Into the hands now of Friend. She'll run it up the floor. Bounce it into the right corner. Hansen a three ball try. That's off the mark. Rebound comes out long. Steffi Kennard has it. 6:40 left to go here. His second quarter of play. Nobody's gotten on the scoreboard here in this quarter so far. Now with a timeout whistled here, a 30-second timeout taken by Robert Kennard and Heartland Christian as they want to talk things over. And, yeah, you can tell the frustration mounting a little bit there, especially for Molly as she's kind of working more so on the block, but they've been doing a good job of fronting and backing her, and she's not been able to get many touches.
No, she hasn't. They haven't even really looked to go to her much here early on. She's had to come out when she's had a chance to get the ball, but Heartland Christian doesn't seem to want to waste a lot of time in that forward court. They seem to want to take that first open shot they can find, and Steffi Kennard's been, well, she's been content just trying to curl and charge her way down the lane, but she's not going to the basket. She's stopping about 12 feet away and trying the jump shot, and they haven't had a lot of success so far.
And the Tigers now going to bring back in Jackie Rush as well. They take Hansen off the floor here during the timeout. Here's the inbound now for the Eagles as they'll have it out top. It's Steffi Kennard, and she is very methodical in looking for where she wants to go on the floor and try to get her shot. She'll pass it off now here to Fouts. Fouts on the outside, a pass that was too low there down there for Myers. Came into the hands of Molly Kennard, but then got tied up. Kayla Kirkhoff came down there to tie her up, and the arrow belongs to Griswold.
Griswold's defensive pressure is causing some really bad passes. That was a bounce pass that was a little too close and bounced off the legs. They're fumbling a lot of these passes. It's creating a lot of these turnovers.
On the other end, Nicholas will kick it in the corner now here to Rush. Rush back outside to Kirkhoff. She'll spot up for a long ball. That's way off the mark. Luckily, Nicholas was right there to catch it and put it home.
What, it wasn't an alley-oop?
Yeah, no, not quite. It worked out that way. And now it's a lead for the Tigers, 11-10. Kennard will throw it in the middle here. High post to Molly Kennard. She'll turn. She's double-teamed. Tries to dribble out of pressure. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul here on the floor. It's going to be whistled against Nicholas, trying to stay in front of Kennard there that time. So maybe that'll be the answer for Harlan Christian. Bring her to get the ball out a little bit further and try to drive to the basket. Substitution now here on the floor as Kayla Myers, the sophomore, will check in here. Inbound coming now here for the Eagles, and they try to throw it in. It's a collision, and it's going to be a foul whistled here against Jackie Rush, trying to get in the way of Katie Fouts to get that basketball. So Jackie Rush will pick up her first.
That'll be free throws. That's the seventh team foul.
So now we'll head to the free throw line here for the one and bonus. As Katie Fouts will head to the stripe. And now we have a whistle and a discussion here at the scorer's table.
Well, we've got a player who wanted to check in. Are they going to let her?
Yeah, I said as long as she's not for the shooter, they'll put her in, and they do so. So Sarah Hardcastle comes back into the lineup. Free throw up and in and out, no good that time there by Fouts. So she doesn't take advantage at the line, and here come the Tigers back the other way. Gina Friend all the way to the baseline, almost ran herself out of bounds, but able to kick it back outside to Kirkhoff. Now we'll go around the horn. Left side rush. Back up top to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff over to Friend. Friend on the outside, over to Nicholas. A lot of catch on the perimeter for the Tigers here. And now they try to put it on the floor. I'm going to have a reach-in foul here. That's going to be whistled against Kelsey Drake. She'll pick up her first. That's just the third team foul here against Heartland Christian. Inbound pass from underneath will come from Kirkhoff. She'll lob it out high here to Friend. Over to Nicholas and right back to Friend. Now they go to the right side. That's back to Kirkhoff. She'll bring it back outside. Rush in the corner to Friend on the left side now. She'll put one on the floor. Now throw it in the middle. Nicholas found a spot in the lane. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound taken down there by Kelsey Drake. And then immediately a whistle and a foul call here. We'll go back to the other end here for the 1-1. And that's going to be whistled there against Jackie Rush. That'll be her second.
Grizzled with three different players right now with two fouls apiece. The fouls adding up a little bit as they try to play a little bit more aggressive on defense.
So back to the line, and that one will dance around and fall through there for Kelsey Drake. She gets the first one, so earns another. Brooke Hansen back into lineup now. The Tigers has Nicholas going to check out. And now the free throw is going to be off the side of the iron on the second one. Saved underneath there by Molly Kennard, but it flipped right back into the hands of the Tigers, and Hansen will have it. Hansen runs it up the floor here. We'll throw it down and low to Markel Brunk. Good look there. She got behind the defense and gets an easy lay-in. 13-11. Back to a two-point advantage here for the home team. Up the floor now. Fouts will hand it back off. Steffi Kennard, a long three-ball try that she walked into, but gets it to go, and no call on the traveling violation. She knocks it down and makes it a one-point lead back for the Eagles. Hansen will skip it in the middle here to Rush. She went up high to grab that one, lost the handle, now dumps it back outside. Over to Kirkhoff. She's open for a three. She'll try it and knock it down. First triple of the game for the Grizzled Tigers, and it's 16-14. And now a reach-in foul here after the inbound. Gina Friend got a little bit too close again that time. That'll be number three on Friend. And we'll walk back the other direction here.
That's a hurtful foul for Grizzle because Friend, you know, Grizzle's not the tallest team, but Friend is a girl who, although she's not, 6'2" or anything, she does have a pretty good reach. She's very active. She's quick, and she's been guarding the two Kennard girls a lot, especially Steffi Kennard here early.
And she is going to check out here as Nicholas comes back into the lineup. And the free throw is missed there on that one by Steffi Kennard. And we're back the other direction here, so they can't take advantage again at the line. And it's Hansen with it for the Tigers. Over to Kirkhoff. Back up top to Rush. Working against that 2-3 zone. This time a bad pass, and it's lost by Nicholas. Stolen away here by the Eagles. Molly Kennard will bring it up the floor. Molly out front with it. We'll put it on the floor. Now pick up her dribble. Needs some help. Waiting. Now she'll throw it off to Steffi Kennard. Driving towards the baseline. We have a foul whistled on the floor here. That was a pretty ticky-tack one there. Picked up by Jackie Rush. She'll pick up her third foul now. So we'll go back to the free throw line. This time it's going to be two shots. A double bonus now here for Heartland Christian. We still got 3:44 left to go here in the half. First free throw up and good there by Steffi Kennard. One more coming. Kendra Meyer is going to check back in here for Heartland Christian as Kelsey Drake will come out. And now the free throw up and off the back iron. No good there. That time missed by Kennard. And we'll be back the other direction here for the Tigers. 3:37 to go in the half. It's 16-15 here. Grizzled the lead. Now a nice dribble and a pass across the lane. Rush found Nicholas open on the other side, and she gets one to go.
Heartland Christian, not a team blessed with a lot of quickness or speed. They have size, but not the speed and quickness. If you can move the ball quickly, you can beat them on the backside, which is what they just did.
So back to a three-point advantage now here for the Tigers. Now it's going to be Molly Kennard putting it on the deck, going baseline. Will stop, dump it off now to Myers. Myers traveled with it on the block. Looking for somebody to get rid of the ball to. It didn't feel like she was comfortable in that spot. And now we have a timeout taken here by Heartland Christian. It'll be a full timeout. 3:09 left to go in the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dave's Auto Repair at 500 and a half Walnut in Atlantic. Owner David Kirkhoff is your complete automotive service dealer. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330. Wiggins & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggus or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today. Peterson Insurance Agency in Elkhorn can help you with all of your home, auto, and crop insurance needs with 15 years' experience. They have lots of companies to offer you, such as Danish Mutual and Grinnell Mutual. Give them a call. Peterson Insurance Agency, 712-764-2246.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School. The Tigers with the basketball after a Heartland Christian timeout, and they'll have it here into the front court. Hanson in the far corner. We'll dump it up top to Nicholas. He'll skip across around the horn. Kirkhoff going to fire the three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound taken down on the other side there by Molly Kennard, and immediately a foul. That's going to be number four on Jackie Rush. So Rush is going to come out of the contest here, and might not see her for an awful long time, depending on how Coach Coink wants to play things out. But Jessica Marshall is up off the bench, ready to check in here. Two shots coming here for Molly Kennard, and the first one is good. So surprisingly enough, one of the players that averages over 20 points a game just got her first point of the contest.
Yeah, took her over 15 minutes to do it.
And Molly Kennard just knocked down the second free throw as well. So she's got two now here in the game, and it's back to a one-point game. 18-17, Griswold still the advantage. Kirkhoff going to fire another three ball on the right side. No good. Rebound Marshall, who had just checked back in, and she got it back out to Hanson. Good job by Marshall to keep the possession alive here for Griswold. Hanson will throw it in the corner here, left side to Nicholas. Now back over to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff will go around the horn over to Hanson. Hanson stops and fires it back to Kirkhoff. Back to Hanson in the corner. Nicholas back out top. And now to Brunk. Brunk will dribble into traffic. Kick out. Nicholas, the long three. High arcing shot way off the mark. It's going to go out of bounds and be Eagle basketball. So they'll inbound back in. And not sure if that's the strategy the Tigers are going to need to stick with, but they've missed an awful lot of outside shots here in this game so far. Steffi Kennard going to bring it up the floor. She'll kick it over right side here to Katie Fouts. Fouts off to Kennard, curling around. Will dump one off the glass right side. No good. Rebound Brunk. Here comes Kirkhoff on the run for Griswold. Up the side, right side Hanson. She'll stop and fire from the outside off the mark. Rebound underneath Myers. And now here comes Steffi Kennard back the other direction. She'll run it right side. The bounce pass out to Hardcastle. Now back to Kennard. Here's Molly Kennard now curling around, going right side, baseline jumper off the mark. Myers pulls down the rebound, gets it off to Fouts. Back outside, Steffi Kennard, the three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Nicholas. And Heartland Christian will get to keep it and have another chance here.
That just looked like a couple of winded basketball teams.
Yeah, that was a couple of different possessions, back and forth transition up the floor quickly and starting to maybe lose it. Gas tank a little bit. Kayla Myers checks in here for a moment as they inbound it up top now to Myers, Kendra Myers. Back off to Steffi Kennard. She'll fire the three ball, kind of pump fake, then fire the three, missed it. Rebound fought for underneath, and we're going to have the ball out of bounds. It was touched by Myers as she was standing on the end line, so the Tigers will inbound here. Right back into the game here is Hardcastle. Inbound now for the Tigers. And Kirkhoff will bring it up. 1:13 left to go in the first half. Here's Nicholas. She'll fire the three on the left side. Oh, two is on the line. Missed it, though. Rebound Brunk. Kick it back out. Hanson, that's a three try. That's in. finally knock one down. That's only their second triple make of the game, but Brooke Hansen gets her first bucket, and it makes it a 21-17 lead for Griswold. Steffi Kennard up the floor now, under a minute to go first half. She's cut off left side, throws it down low. Molly Kennard, we got a foul on the floor before a shot try. Molly turned and banked one home, but the foul first on Nicholas. That'll be her second, and we'll go to the line here again for two shots for Molly Kennard. 49 seconds showing on the clock here in this first half. In and out on the first free throw. One more coming here. She'll try to cut it back down to a three-point game. And it rattles through. Got it to go. So it is a three-point ball game. 21-18. Chris with the lead and the ball. Kirkhoff up the floor. 45 seconds to go in the half. She'll throw it left side here over to Nicholas, and it looks like Griswold is going to try to use some time here to wind down for a last look here at the end of the half. Nicholas just hanging on to it. Now Hardcastle comes out. She has to get rid of it. Over to Kirkhoff. Now right side over to Hansen. Back up top they go to Nicholas as they waste time down to 25 seconds to go. Hanging on to it out front. Over to Hansen. Hansen out high with it. 15 seconds to go. Now over to Brunk. Back up top, Kirkhoff. She'll spot it for a long three ball and knock it down. Kayla Kirkhoff with her second triple of the second quarter. It's 24-18. 5 seconds to go. Steffi Kennard up the floor. Right side. Runs it down low. Myers a turnaround shot. No good short at the buzzer. And that's going to do it for the first half of play. Griswold leads it by a score of 24-18 after our first half here in this girls' 1A regional first round contest. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at how this first half played out. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale as well. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. Give them a call at 712-778-2126. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita at 712-762-3803.
Back here at Griswold High School, we're at the halftime intermission here of this girls' class 1A regional first rounder, and the Griswold Tigers able to rally there a bit in the second quarter, get a little something going on the offensive end, and they have taken a lead now, 24-18 here over Heartland Christian here at the halftime break, and it was a really slow start here in this game for both of these two teams. Nobody really could get anything going offensively early on. Long possessions, a lot of tries, but not a lot of baskets. And then the team starting to figure each other out a little bit. You're seeing some interesting strategy on both sides. Of course, Coach Jeff Coink knew that he was going to have to do something a little bit different to stop the two Kennard girls that are the leaders here for this Eagles ball club. And they've done a pretty good job of hampering them, making it tough for them to feel comfortable with the basketball, and have done a pretty good job pressuring the rest of the ball handlers on the team as well. So they've been a little out of sorts on the offensive end. For Griswold, they've kind of done a little bit of both. They've worked it along the baseline a few times, but for the most part, they've been taking some outside shots and really didn't get any to go until that second quarter. They splashed 3 three-pointers home in that second quarter to help out the cause, but I guess neither team kind of a shining example of offensive performance here so far, but Griswold's been able to do enough here to eke out to a little bit of a lead.
You know, and we talked with Jeff Coink about that earlier tonight, that the two Kennard girls literally account for 80% of the scoring, and, you know, I guess when you think about it, you don't have to stop them. You have to stop one of them. That's true. That's kind of what they've done here tonight. Just 3 points from Molly Kennard here in the first half. And the other one's not going to be able to make up that much scoring, although Steffi had 13 points here in the first half. But Griswold's done a pretty good job moving the basketball around. Now, where they have to be a little bit concerned is on the foul side of the ledger, because the fouls are totaling up in a hurry. Jackie Rush picked up 4 in the first half. You rarely see that. And Gina Friend with 3 in the first half. And you've got Brooke Hansen and Kinsey Nicholas each with 2 in the first half. And yeah, that's kind of been the way Griswold's wanted to dictate play here tonight. They wanted to play rough and tumble and play keep away on defense and try not to let them get the ball in a comfort zone. Steffi Kennard has kind of been forcing the issue here tonight off the dribble, trying to get into the lane to get her shots. But on offense, you know, Griswold's been patient at times, and then they've quickened things up at times, looking for the extra open pass. And it's worked out here well for them. Hit a few threes here late in the second half, or second quarter, rather, and all of a sudden you're up by 6 points. I don't know where your comfort zone is, but hey, up 6 at halftime with the way this first half has played out, I think you got to be pretty happy if you're Jeff Coink.
Yeah, I think you're feeling pretty good about it because overall things went pretty well. Like you mentioned, the foul situation may become an issue for them even though they do have a little bit more on the roster sheet, not necessarily a lot more players than what we've seen on the floor that really contribute much here to this team here throughout the year. So there are some key players out there that they don't want to lose early on here in the second half. So it will be a little bit of a test for them here to see how they kind of play through that here in this third quarter. But overall, yeah, I think they feel pretty happy about where they're at here at the halftime break. One thing I did kind of notice on the offensive end for Heartland Christian, you mentioned they're very kind of methodical. They're not going to blow by you. They're going to pick their spots and try to work out and see where they can gain a little bit of an advantage.
You're being diplomatic. Slow is the word you're looking for.
They're not a quick team. They're going to hope that they get a good pass in the right spot to put up a shot quickly, or just to, you know, give you a head fake to get a little bit of space to put one up. But the thing with Steffi Kennard is her shot is just a little bit different looking, I think. It's a little bit of a weird mechanic that she has, and it's tough for players, I think, on the other end that are defending her to be ready to contest that. So there's been a couple of times where she has had a defender fairly close to her, but she's been able to get that shot up still just because they're kind of not expecting it the way that she puts it forward. But she knocks them down, too. So I guess sometimes one of those things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of things for a coach. But yeah, that's giving them a little bit of an advantage in her regard.
And the frustration level starts to rise a little bit, too, especially for Molly Kennard, who's been trying to post low. Steffi's been working the ball outside. Her shots have come off of her own dribbles, trying to work off double screens outside, curl off the dribble, and get herself into the lane. But Molly Kennard, you know, she's posting up inside. Her shots are going to come when people feed her the basketball in beneficial places. And right now, that's just not happening because Griswold's been very aggressive inside. Kinsey Nicholas has been doing a real good job down low working on Molly Kennard here in this first half. We'll see if that all continues here in the second half.
So 24-18, the lead here for Griswold after the first half of play. We'll take a look at the scoring numbers for you here in just a moment after this break. Listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. ADM and Atlantic, the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling. With on-the-farm pickup and delivery available, ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 1-800-243-6568. Look to Daryl D. Smith Company for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Daryl D. Smith Company, located at 603 Poplar in Atlantic, or call 243-2466. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call, 712-249-1233.
Back here at Griswold High School, taking a look now here at the scoring numbers for you from the first half of play. We mentioned for Heartland Christian, led by Steffi Kennard with 13 points, 3 points chipped in by Molly Kennard, and then just one apiece for both Katie Fouts and Kelsey Drake at the free throw line. For the Griswold Tigers, they had a couple of players with 6, Kayla Kirkhoff and Kinsey Nicholas there in the first half. 4 points apiece for Gina Friend and Markel Brunk. A 3 chipped in by Brooke Hansen, and 1 point tonight for Jackie Rush. They're just one of two from the free throw line, so really didn't end up at the line all that much. Heartland Christian, 8 of 15 at the charity stripe so far here tonight. So there's an opportunity for them to try to be a little bit better at the stripe here tonight. They haven't exactly been great, but there's not much differentiating these two teams here in this first half. So I guess you look at your spots where you're going to get a chance, and if things continue as far as the fouls were concerned, maybe they're going to have that chance again here in the second half.
Well, and I kind of wonder if they might not take and pull Molly Kennard out of that low post spot and maybe move her up a little further toward the high post. Get her the ball out somewhere where she can turn and face the baskets instead of constantly trying to back her way down and get open inside. If you can't force the ball inside, you might as well let her come out and see if she can create something herself, because if Steffi has to continue to do it pretty much by herself offensively, then the Heartland Christian's going to have a hard time coming back here in the second half.
We'll see if they can get the change of pace. Jim Field will have a call of the third quarter coming up. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
KJAN Sports. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home and providing a range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care. Olive Street Station, featuring full-service gas, diesel, and flex fuel pumps. A full-service shop area with free pickup and delivery, along with snacks and refreshments. Olive Street Station, where full service is not a thing of the past. And Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main Street in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold as we go to the second half. We start the third quarter with Heartland Christian with the basketball as they try to feed low. Molly Kennard here near side leans and jumps one up and in. Kennard hits the little seven-footer here along the near baseline. 24-20, Griswold now the lead as Heartland Christian scores first here to start this second half. Here near side, Friend has it, drives to the baseline, and we've got a bump and a foul. That'll be Sarah Hardcastle picking up the foul as Friend had her beaten around the curl. She was going to get right to the basket on the baseline there. That's the first on Hardcastle. First team foul on the Eagles here in the second half. Griswold with the basketball now. Zell inbound underneath. Friend into Hansen. Back to Friend down low. She'll turn to go right to the rack, and now they hit her for steps. She tried to curl, and she ran into a large Kendra Myers. She's a tall gal. She's not going to move easy. And she couldn't move her, so she moved her feet instead. Turnover gives it back to the Eagles. Just a half a minute gone here in this third quarter. Steffi Kennard to the right side now. Hardcastle, they post low. We're going to have a foul called here on the outside. It's going to be whistled on Markel Brunk. That'll be her first, which is hard to do. It's hard to find somebody for Griswold to get a first foul.
Yeah.
Into the basketball game. Kayla Myers is checked back in. As Heartland Christian will inbound. Here to the near side, it's for Kendra Myers. It's knocked out of bounds. Slicing in front with Gina Friend, knocking that out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Eagles underneath. Eagles looking to inbound here to the near side. They get it to Steffi Kennard. She'll drive into traffic, and she walked with it. Tried to lean her way in, but she did it with steps, and the ball turns over. And back up off the bench is Hardcastle. She'll check right back in once again for Kayla Myers. Griswold basketball here in the backcourt. Pressure full court now by Heartland Christian as they look to inbound. They'll fire it outside. Nicholas comes to get it. She'll leave it for Hansen. She'll run it to the front court. Hansen quickly ahead. Looks for Nicholas at the high post. At the free throw line. Across now to Friend. Friend off the dribble right side. Back for Nicholas to the high post. Friend. They play a triangle here on this near side with Brunk trying to post underneath. Now they'll give it to Hansen. Hansen off the dribble drive. Bounce feeds it low. Turning is Brunk. She'll feed it back out. Nicholas open at the free throw line. The jumper won't go. Rebounded by Molly Kennard. Kennard harassed a bit in the backcourt. Now she'll bring it across on the dribble. Kennard here left side dribble. Curls against Nicholas. Now turns and looks for help. Back out top to Fouts. Hardcastle. Fouts play catch on the outside. 24-20, Griswold leading. We're in the third quarter, 6:35 to go here in the third. They screen for Fouts. She'll give it off down to Molly Kennard, and she turned to throw up a shot. Looked like it was tied up. They're going to whistle a foul, though, inside on Markel Brunk, and that'll be her second. That'll send Molly Kennard back to the free throw line. The free throws have been very, very skewed on one side. One of two for Griswold. That's the 16th free throw attempt here for Heartland Christian as Kennard knocks that one down. Second try is also good. So Molly Kennard hits both. 24-22 the score now. Griswold by a deuce. Kirkhoff will hustle the ball to the front court, working against Fouts. She'll drive all the way down into the lane, has the ball stripped away, picks it back up, now needs some help, and we're going to have a jump ball call, and the basketball will stay with Griswold. Kirkhoff got herself down in no girls land, and got tied up. And we've got a timeout on the floor as Griswold will take a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here during this short timeout. 6:18 to go in this third quarter, 24-22. Heartland Christian appears to be a little bit more determined on offense, I guess you could say, here in the second half.
Yeah, doing some different things to try to get the ball in the hands of both Steffi and Molly Kennard and being a little bit more aggressive going towards the basket here so far. And I think so far, really, Griswold, even though they haven't scored, they've been doing a better job of trying to move the ball to different places on the floor to get some open looks, but they just haven't hit a couple of short shots.
Griswold basketball back out of the timeout. They'll inbound in the front court. They lob it here near side. Friend out to Nicholas. Back to Friend. Now to the corner. Kirkhoff, she'll launch a three try. That's in and out. No good. Friend, the rebound in the lane. She'll turn and bring it back out. Hansen, too much traffic in the lane. Friend didn't feel comfortable banging around in there. She brought it back outside. Kirkhoff, now to Friend here on the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it for Brunk. High post. She'll turn and jump one up. No good. Rebound inside. Grabbed by Kennard. It's Molly Kennard with it. She'll bring it across here to Steffi. Steffi Kennard to the front court. Heartland Christian now. The chance to tie or take the lead with a three. 24-22. Griswold leading. Kennard picks up her dribble out top. Dumps it down low for Myers. Myers inside. And we've got a foul called underneath. So they got it into Molly Kennard. She and Nicholas ran into one another. And they're going to hit Nicholas with the foul. That'll be her third. Kayla Myers back in for Heartland Christian. Jessica Marshall will check in, take the place of Nicholas for Griswold. Heartland Christian will inbound with Fouts underneath, and she'll fire it way out high. It'll be taken out by the center circle by Hardcastle. And she'll leave it now for Steffi Kennard. Down low, Molly Kennard. They post with her. She turns and gets fouled. Markel Brunk reaches in on the help defense underneath on the backside. Got her on the arm on the shot attempt. That'll be her third. Fourth team foul here in the half by Griswold.
I guess they're spreading them around, but the one player in your starting lineup you didn't have a foul on coming into the second half now has three.
So at the line is Molly Kennard to shoot a couple. The first one is good. One more try coming. This has a chance to tie it here with 5:33 left in the third quarter, and she does as she knocks that one in. We are all square now. A 6-0 run to start this second half by Molly Kennard. And we're tied at 24 apiece. Kirkhoff now out to Hansen. Hansen wants to drive, and we got her foul call. Hardcastle cut her off and got called for the contact. That'll be her second, just the second team foul against the Eagles in this second half. 24-all tie. Kelsey Drake will check back in now for Heartland Christian. Griswold basketball in the front court. Friend will inbound. She'll bounce it down low. That's Hansen with it. She'll stop, dribble once, fire one up. No good. Rebound tapped out. And it's picked up on the run by Fouts. She wants to curl up the floor quickly. She'll stop and leave it for Molly Kennard. She'll fire up a long three. It's no good. Rebounded by Hansen. Here comes Griswold back the other way. Hansen wants to run up the right left side. She'll stop and leave it now for Kirkhoff, and they'll reset the offense in the half court. 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Kirkhoff on the dribble drive gets a screen, turns, fires one up on the baseline. No good. The rebound hits the floor, and it's Molly Kennard up with it. Kennard quickly up the right side, hesitates, drives, the pull up on the baseline. No good. Markel Brunk got the rebound as it hit the bottom of the rim. 4:40 left to go in the third quarter. Griswold with the basketball tied with Heartland Christian at 24 apiece. Griswold here near side. Hanson will leave it for Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff here on the circle. Off the drive to Hanson. Ball batted away and stolen and a foul. Drake tapped it. Fouts stole it. Kirkhoff picked up the foul, reaching in. That'll be her second. And that is team foul number 5 already on the Tigers. The fouls have been very, very skewed to one direction. That's in Heartland Christian's favor, and it looks like, if this keeps up, it's going to happen again here in the second half. Steffi Kennard now dumps it down for Molly Posting. She turns in the lane and floats one up. It rolls over the rim and in. Molly Kennard trying to assert her will inside now here in the second half. She has all 8 points for Heartland Christian as they've taken a 26-24 lead. Front court Kirkhoff, out top Hanson. Hanson for Grizzle, the long three try, no good. Rebound, Molly Kennard had it, then it had it stripped away by Brunk. Hanson has it as Griswold keeps. Griswold outside, Friend with it here near side. She'll work across and bounce feed it to the high post to Brunk. She'll turn and curl down the lane. Her shot blocked inside by Molly Kennard, and the rebound, the ball taken away by Heartland Christian and then thrown away. As the pass on the flip to Molly Kennard is right through her hands out of bounds. We got a timeout. 3:40 left to go, third quarter, 26-24. Heartland Christian leading Griswold. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon, is your full-line pharmacy with a complete supply of vitamins. To find out how to save money on your next prescription, stop by Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. Element 102 Graphic Design in Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon Tees on Main Street in Griswold.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Griswold. Tigers have the basketball. Heartland Christian has the lead. It's 26-24. Eagles lead it with 3:40 to go here in this third quarter. Bounce feed inbounds down low. Hanson goes baseline, fires one up, no good. Brunk the rebound on the opposite side. Her putback rolls in. Oh, that's a sigh of relief for Griswold. That's their first points here in this half. And it ties the game at 26. 3:25 to go in the third. Steffi Kennard heading out of Fouts. Fouts on the dribble. Brings it here near side. They try to post low with Molly Kennard. The ball out of bounds. It'll turn over. No, it won't. The other official comes in, says the ball was tipped. It'll be out of bounds, and it will belong to Heartland Christian. Kayla Myers back in now for Heartland Christian. Inbounds pass down low from Fouts. She'll feed it into Myers here on the left side. Myers turns, looking for some help now. She'll feed it back out for Fouts. Fouts kicks the ball. It rolls over here near her bench, but she scoops it back up. And now off the dribble out top, she'll take it right side. Fouts looking for some help. Needs to get rid of the ball. Now does to Molly Kennard, who comes way out high to get it. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Molly Kennard near the center circle. She'll set it up from there. She comes here near left side. Now fires it across to Myers, who's open. The bank shot up and good. Kayla Myers got free on the right side. Banks one home from 7 feet away, and it's 28-26. Heartland Christian the lead. Kirkhoff front court now. The crossover dribble, the feed into the lane to Hanson. It's knocked away loose. It'll roll out of bounds. It'll stay with Griswold. Kelsey Drake dove in there and knocked that one away. Back into the game, Sarah Hardcastle for Heartland Christian. And look at that. Jackie Rush is back in here in the third quarter with 4 fouls. She was a presence in the first half, but also picked up those 4 fouls. Friend will inbound for Griswold as Kirkhoff goes to the backcourt to get it. 2.5 left to play in the third quarter. It's a 2-point lead for Heartland Christian. Griswold basketball as they curl here on the near side. Friend, right side, drives baseline all the way to the hole. Bank shot good. Found room and found the backboard. She kisses one in. It's 28 apiece. 2:12 left to play in the third. Kennard to the front court. Fouts with it here near side. Katie Fouts in the lane now to Molly Kennard. Her shot misses everything. Comes up short. It's out of bounds. Was it tipped? No. They say it was not tipped, and it's going to turn over. She tried to curl against a triple team down low and toss one up. As it came up short, out of bounds to Griswold. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. Tigers a chance to take back the lead as Kirkhoff drives and kicks it to Marshall. Marshall left side, out top to Friend. Friend going to drive right side all the way down low. Gets bumped, no call. Shot off the mark. Rebound by Molly Kennard. Steffi Kennard put a body into her and about knocked her out of bounds. Now Molly Kennard quickly to the front court. Back to Steffi. She'll step off on the dribble. Fire up a three. It's no good. Rims out. Rebound to Friend down low for Griswold. Friend will turn as she wants to run. And we got a foul here up the floor. That'll be Kelsey Drake. See that one coming. She was on the run, bound and determined she was going to cut her off here at center court. So the ball will belong to Griswold here on the near sideline with a minute and a half left to go in this third quarter. They'll inbound to Kirkhoff here on the back court. We're tied at 28. Kirkhoff out top. Lobs it to the high post. It's too strong, and that's going to be it for Jackie Rush. The pass was meant for Rush at the high post. It was too tall for her, and she turned to chase the ball down, and she ended up running into one of the Eagles, and that'll be it. Rush has fouled out here in the third quarter. With a minute 22 remaining in this third quarter, she'll finish the night with 1 point.
That's a tough one to take there. She's got in a bad situation. You go try to track a ball down, and hey, it just caught a bad break.
Well, Rush can do nothing about it now, and she'll have to hope her teammates give her a chance to play another game. As Molly or Steffi Kennard off the dribble, curls around from right to left, stops out top, leaves it for Fouts. She'll drive down the right side, leave it out on the perimeter to Hardcastle. Back to Fouts. She'll pull up baseline jumper. No good. Rebound Friend. Friend has it here in the backcourt with a minute left to play here in the third quarter. Friend across the timeline for Griswold. Cross it goes to Nicholas, who comes out high. She's out on the circle. And she'll look to give it back outside to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff, Nicholas. Now back here to Kirkhoff once again. Kirkhoff on the dribble, gets a screen from Brunk. Oh, she lost the handle on the ball, saves it, but it's picked up here by Hardcastle. And then she traveled. Trying to turn and make her way up the floor. She turns it back over. That's a break for the Tigers. 37 seconds left in this third quarter. The inbound comes to Kirkhoff out top. Kayla Kirkhoff on the dribble, leaves it here for Brunk. Markel Brunk with it, back out to Friend. Under a half a minute to go in the third quarter as Friend brings it back outside. The bounce pass now inside for Nicholas. Hits the floor, and it's picked up by Steffi Kennard. The turnover back to Heartland Christian. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Outside Molly Kennard. Right side dribble. Nowhere to go. Stops there. Needs some help. Feeds it down low and gets it right back on the arc. And now we've got a timeout with 7 seconds remaining in this third quarter. This will be a 30-second timeout, so with the short timeout, we'll leave it right here. Just 7.7 on the clock. We're tied at 28. It's been like a chess match here tonight. Each team, each head coach trying to figure something out and then answer back with the whatever the other guy does for some sort of strategy, and it's resulted in a low-scoring, methodical affair.
Yeah, and you know, you'd look at the score sheet and say, well, boy, what a terrible quarter here for Griswold, but I bet they've missed 7 to 8, 10 to 15-foot jumpers. I mean, they've gotten much better looks here in this half. They just haven't been making shots. Sometimes it's just how the breaks go. You're just not making anything, and that's the problem right now here for Griswold.
Heartland Christian will have the basketball. 7.7 on the clock here in this third quarter. We're tied at 28. As they bring it back out, Fouts will inbound. Fouts out top, gets it to Steffi Kennard. She'll curl, go baseline all the way underneath. Tries to wrap it around. Oh, and she got fouled. Well, they let her get all the way underneath and around. That'll be Kinsey Nicholas picking up her fourth. So she has four. Brunk has three. Friend has three. Rush has already been eliminated. She's picked up her fifth. At the free throw line is Steffi Kennard, and she knocks down the first. 3.6 on the clock here in this third quarter. Brooke Hansen will check back into the ball game now for Griswold. With just 3 seconds left, they'll get a shooter in real quick. One more free throw here for Kennard. It's on the way, and that one is no good. Rebounded by Brunk off the floor. Quickly head Kirkhoff, and time's going to run out here in the third quarter before she can get off a shot. So that'll do her here in the third. We got us a ball game heading down the stretch. It's 29-28. Heartland Christian leading Griswold by one as we head to the fourth quarter. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Pelgrow, using innovation in seed, chemical, and fertilizer in combination with precision ag technology to help farmers grow their business. Pelgrow in Elkhorn, Atlantic, Oakland, Griswold, Messina, and Stewart.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School. We head to the final quarter of play here in this girls' 1A regional first-round matchup, and Heartland Christian has a one-point lead, 29-28 here, as the road squad's been able to eke out that lead here. They were down six at halftime, now lead it by one. They'll have the basketball to start here, beginning of this fourth quarter. And it's going to be outside here. It's Hardcastle. Down low, now they try to post Molly Kennard on the block. She has to bring it back outside. She'll try the three and knock it down. Her first outside shot of the game knocked home, and it's now 32-28. And now a tie-up on the other end. It goes out of bounds. They say never joint possession. They didn't call the jump, and it goes out of Brooke Hansen's hands last out of bounds, and Heartland Christian gets it back. So a good start here for the Eagles to begin this fourth quarter. Rough start here for the Tigers. Inbound. And Steffi Kennard will bring it up the floor. She's guarded closely by Kayla Kirkhoff. She'll pick up her dribble. Now over to Hardcastle. Back up top to Fouts. Fouts back to Hardcastle here on the left wing. Hanging on to it. Looking. Looking. Now dumps it off here to Steffi Kennard out top. She's hanging on to it. Gets a screen. Now goes left side. Cut off there by Gina Friend. Now she'll continue to dribble out front. Now picks it up, throws it across. Myers waiting on the block. Doesn't pull the trigger on the shot. She'll kick it back out to Fouts. Fouts now back off to Steffi Kennard. She'll drive to the right side, the baseline. Force one up, no good. Rebound, Myers. Put back is good. She was right there for it. Kendra Myers with the bucket, her first points of the game. And it's now 34-28, a six-point lead for Heartland Christian. Left side now for the Tigers. Brooke Hansen has it. She'll dribble and dump it off back to Kirkhoff. She'll go towards the baseline. Stop. Dump it off to Marshall. Jumper on the way. No good. Rebound. Hardcastle underneath. Off to Molly Kennard, and she'll bring it up the floor. 6:20 left to go in the ballgame. Molly Kennard picks up her dribble. Across to Hardcastle. Now down low. Steffi Kennard turns. Try to force up a shot, and just got a little bit of her hand there that time by Markel Brunk as she tried to contest. She'll pick up her fourth foul, and Steffi Kennard will go to the free throw line for two.
Just seems like the longer this second half goes on, where Griswold's been struggling trying to get points on the board, the more they press trying to do that.
And Kennard knocks down the first free throw. Brunk's going to check out. Nicholas back in here for the Tigers. Free throw up and good there again. So Steffi Kennard able to knock a pair down here at the stripe, and it's now 36-28. Heartland Christian out to an eight-point advantage.
Made free throws in the game so far, 15-1 in favor of Heartland Christian.
Big difference. They've been getting to the line a lot here tonight. And now it's going to be a pass here to Nicholas on the other end. She'll curl around, get an open look, and bank one home. Everybody left her alone as she curled around, went right to the basket. Now a timeout taken here by the Tigers. 5:53 left to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric and water utility. With today's efficient heat pumps, you can maintain your home within 1 degree of the temperature you set on your thermostat. Supply 2.5 times more heat than the energy they use and can last up to 20 years with rebates available. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan, your Gale Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something on your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering the latest in touchless car wash technology, including 3 self-serve bays and 1 automatic bay with dryer. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic.
Back here at Griswold High School, we head to the final 5:53 here in this girls' 1A regional first rounder tonight here at Griswold High School, and it's Heartland Christian making the home crowd not very happy right now. 36-30, the Eagles lead it. A little pressure put on here in the full court. Steffi Kennard going to bring it up the floor, and she'll have it up top now. Still getting a screen out front. Now she'll pick up her dribble, throw it over to Hardcastle. Now they try to lob it down low. Bad pass, stolen. Nicholas stole it away. It's either going to be stolen or go out of bounds, so Tigers were getting an advantage there that time.
Lots of time left in the game. It's not necessary to press.
And now Gina Friend going to go right around the defense and to the basket, and they've had some success now. They've started to go to the hoop. 36-32, down to 4 points. Here's Steffi Kennard trying to get it across the timeline. Does up ahead to Fouts. Now Molly Kennard curls around, baseline jumper, no good. Marshall the rebound.
Nice defense by Marshall.
Passes it off to Kirkhoff, and here come the Tigers back the other way again. Gina Frenel going to try to go to the basket again. Curls around Hardcastle again. Nice pass across to Nicholas, but she couldn't hit the short shot. Might have got hacked, and the ball came out a little short of the basket, taken away here by the Eagles. Molly Kennard up the floor now in traffic. Will stop and pull it back out front. She'll fire it in the right corner. Here's Steffi Kennard. She's hanging on to it. Now puts it on the floor. Trying to back in. Now we'll dribble back out to the top. Turns, goes back towards the baseline, and a 5-second call. They say there is enough pressure there, close enough to Kennard, and she turns it over. So into the ballgame now. Kelsey Drake will come back in. Hardcastle checks out. And the Tigers will inbound now here. 36-32. Eagles lead it, 4:29 to go. Here's Kayla Kirkhoff dribbling to the baseline, and she ends up falling over. She dribbled too far down there, and then she lost her balance, tried to put her hand down, and her hand was out of bounds. So now Heartland Christian will inbound. Some pressure put on again here by the Tigers. Steffi Kennard going to dribble through the pressure. She gets through it. Up ahead on the run to Myers on the block. Her shot is missed. Rebound on the other side here by the Eagles, and they'll keep it. Back up top, it's Molly Kennard dribbling inside. Forces one up on the run and got it to go. Tough, awkward shot, and it flew home. Over the end line, trying to throw it in. A little bit of token pressure here by Heartland Christian forced it.
Yep, Kayla Kirkhoff stepped over the line before she get that pass in.
Timeout, Heartland Christian. 4 minutes to go, 38-32. Eagles lead it. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Ensuring financial security for those and those you care about is important. Life insurance can help provide that security along with peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Clayton Dorsey in Atlantic to see how simple protecting your family's future can be. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Eye Associates can provide eye care for your entire family, offering the services of optometrists Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in 2 convenient locations, the upper level of the Cass County Hospital Clinic Addition in Atlantic and at 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by Eye Associates today.
Back after the timeout, Griswold High School. It's Heartland Christian leading here in this girls 1A regional first rounder, 38-32, as they inbound with 4 minutes to go. They'll lob it in here to Molly Kennard, and she'll dribble out top with the basketball here. Marshall is on Kennard right now, out top. Now they'll dribble to the left side. She picks up her dribble, dumps it off now to Steffi Kennard, almost a steal by Kayla Kirkhoff, but couldn't quite get in there soon enough. And now a reach in is going to be called here against Hansen. Brooke Hansen picks up her third foul. And we'll go to the free throw line here. That's going to be the 1-1. Ninth team foul here against the Tigers. So next one will put them in the double bonus. But here's the front end, and Steffi Kennard able to knock it down.
She's made 4 of 5 at the line here in the second half.
Yeah, they've made 8 of 9 so far.
And she knocks down the second one as well. So they're taking advantage right now when they get to the stripe. And we had a collision there after the make, and Nicholas got tangled up there, and she went down on the floor for a moment. She pops back up, says, "I'm fine. Let's play some basketball." So get it back down to the other end and off the inbound again.
Now, Heartland Christian has more points from the free throw line, 9, than Griswold has in the second half, 8.
And the Tigers here will push it up the left side of the floor. Hansen drives all the way in, stops and pops one there from 14 and knocks it down. So a nice transition bucket there by Brooke Hansen. They get a hand on the inbound pass. Now Fouts going to dribble out of pressure down the right side of the floor. She stops, dump it off to Myers down underneath. Kendra Myers back outside now here to Katie Fouts. Fouts on the outside will pick up her dribble. Needs some help now. We'll get it off to Steffi Kennard. Kennard guarded closely out there, and time, the count's still going on her. She's getting close to another 5-second call.
I got a pretty good feeling if your last name's not Kennard, you're not taking a shot the rest of this ball game.
Fouts will have it out top right now, guarded closely by Hansen. We have a whistle, and the coaching staff wanted a timeout. So Heartland Christian will take their final timeout. 2:54 to go, 40-34. Eagles lead it. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. Wayne Hansen is your crop insurance specialist with insurance services in Elkhorn. For all your crop insurance needs, give Wayne Hansen a call today at 764-6000. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800.
Back here after the timeout, Heartland Christian with the basketball, and out front, Katie Fouts will dump it off here to Molly Kennard. Some tougher pressure right now here by Grizzle. They're coming out a little bit closer on the ball handlers right now, reaching at it a little bit. Fouts able to hang on to it, gets it off back to Molly Kennard. They're using some time here. She picks up her dribble now, is trapped though, has some trouble throwing it away. Kirkhoff knocked it away, but Fouts comes back up with it and then gets a foul call here. And Fouts got a hand into Hansen as well as she started flailing her arms trying to gain herself some room after she gained possession. But Fouts will go to the free throw line here for 2. That's going to be number 4 on Brooke Hansen is who they whistle that foul against. And Fouts' first free throw is good. She's got 2 points. She's been to the line now 3 times tonight. This one off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Nicholas. So it's a 7-point margin. 41-34. 2:19 to go. Up the floor quickly. A 3-ball by Hansen, and she buries it. And a quick timeout taken by head coach Jeff Point. That'll be the Tigers' final timeout. 2:16 to go. 41-37. Eagles on top. Another break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Five Star Roofing Incorporated, your residential roofing specialist in Atlantic, offers Malarkey roofing products. These products come with a 50-year limited warranty, a 10-year right start warranty, and are Class 4 wind, hail, ice impact resistant. Give Five Star Roofing Incorporated a call today at 243-2111. Miller Realty Services, call them for land, brokerage, buying, and selling. They are certified land appraisers and travel all of Southwest Iowa to the Missouri River and the Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School. We'll have an uninterrupted final 2:16 of the ball game here for you because neither team has any more timeouts left. They've used them all up. Inbound will come now here
for Heartland Christian, and they lead it here by four, 41-37. Steffi Kennard brings it up the floor, and she's guarded out top by Kirkhoff. Gets a screen, lost the handle on it, and, well, they say Heartland Christian basketball. I don't think anybody else touched it, but they'll get to keep it. So the inbound will come here from Katie Fouts. She'll lob it into Steffi Kennard. Kennard puts it on the floor, dribbles around, goes all the way into the lane, and going to reach in foul here. Kirkhoff was going to make sure she wasn't going to get a shot up, so she gets called for the foul. Probably not really the best idea, because Steffi Kennard's been pretty good here at the free throw line lately. And she able to knock down the first one.
That's all she's got for points here in the second half.
1:58 left to go here in the game. The second free throw also good here by Kennard. She's able to rack up 7 points at the line here in the second half. She's got 20 overall. And now the Tigers will bring it up the floor here, trailing by six. And now Nicholas got around the defense, got around Myers, got fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Get a Bronx cheer from the Griswold side there because they can't believe that A, there was a foul on Heartland Christian, and B, Griswold gets to shoot free throws for the first time since the two they shot in the first quarter.
Yeah. And we'll see how Nicholas fares here. And the first one is off the front of the iron. Out of practice, it feels uncomfortable standing up there, I suppose. 1:50 to go in the game. Nicholas at the stripe, and the second one is good. She's able to get one out of two. And it's 43-38. Still a very manageable 5-point game here. Molly Kennard will bring it up the floor. She got around the defense, decides to kick it back out. Steffi Kennard puts it on the floor, lost it, and it goes off of her leg out of bounds. So it'll be Griswold basketball. Looked like she was going to get a nice chance at a shot in the lane, but just got tipped away from her, and she knocked it out of bounds.
This is a huge possession for Griswold. Chance to cut it to a one-possession game.
1:30 left to go in the ball game. Here's a pass to Nicholas at the high post. She'll put it on the deck, curl around. Shot over the top, no good. Rebound on the floor. Marshall picks it up, blocked by Kennard out of her hands, and taken away by Fouts. Molly Kennard with the big block down low. Now up the floor, it's Steffi Kennard with it and being reached in upon by Marshall. She's able to hang it on to it, but picks up her dribble. Now back to Fouts. Fouts will put it on the dribble. Gets some space, gets the count off of her, and now back to Steffi Kennard. Steffi will stop and throw it back out to Fouts. Fouts hanging on to it. 56 seconds left to go in the game. Griswold might have to start thinking about fouling here. Pass across, Steffi Kennard. Left open. She'll go ahead and take the three, and she hits it. Probably not the best idea, but it worked out as she splashes it home, and it's 46-38. Tigers back the other way. Nicholas will try to answer with a three. That's no good. Tapped out of bounds. Nope, saved by Kennard underneath. Back to Steffi, and the Eagles have the ball right back. Steffi Kennard will bring it across the timeline. 26 seconds to go. They're just going to play catch. They just want to use the clock. Griswold needs the foul. Now, well, finally, Gina Friend does. And Fouts is going to go to the free throw line here for a pair. It's number four on Friend. Not really an issue here at this point, but they trail now here by 8 points, 46-38, with just 21 seconds left. Free throw up and good there by Fouts. Substitutions, Ricky Faircloth and both Kayla Myers coming in here now for Heartland Christian. Second free throw is good. So Fouts takes advantage at the line, a 10-point lead now here with 21 seconds. Griswold chances looking bleak. Hansen up the floor, will stop, fire one. She was on the line for a two that missed short anyways. Rebound Molly Kennard. And Heartland Christian is going to be able to get it up the floor here and probably just run the timeout. Up top, Steffi Kennard, right back to Molly. 3 seconds to go, and that is going to do it. Heartland Christian able to get the win here on the road in this girls' 1A regional first-round matchup. They win it by 10, 48-38, your final. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Element 102 Graphic Design and Griswold can design logos, make signs, banners, vehicle lettering, and wraps, posters, motorsports wraps, business cards, shirts, and much more. Call Element 102 Graphic Design, 778-5232, located in between Dusty's and Salon T's on Main Street in Griswold. Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Welcome back here to Griswold High School as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. It's a win for Heartland Christian, 48-38 here over the Griswold Tigers. And really, down the stretch, just kind of able to play a little bit of keep away. Went to the free throw line an awful lot here tonight overall and had a big advantage going to the line, just getting there in the first place. And they're able to make them down the stretch here to get the win.
Yeah, to say they went to the free throw line more than Griswold is a huge understatement. It wasn't even a contest. That's your ball game right there. 22 of 31 from the free throw line for Heartland Christian. 2 of 4 for Griswold. They made 20 fewer and shot 27 fewer. That's crazy. I'm not sure I've seen too many games like that where you've had that kind of difference. But, you know, and a lot of times folks will look at it from the bleachers and say, well, what kind of officiating was that? Well, it wasn't about the officiating. It was about the way the game was played. And Griswold really didn't have much choice other than to get physical with a taller Heartland Christian team and the two Kennard girls. It worked in the first half. They shot a lot of free throws in the first half, but they weren't all that successful. But it didn't work so well in the second half. And they got themselves into some serious foul trouble, including losing one of their players in the third quarter to fouls. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you know, you're going to look at that free throw difference and say, what in the world? But, you know, as I said, that's the way Griswold played it out tonight. They rolled the dice. They knew they couldn't outscore Heartland Christian, so they were going to have to do something to hold them down. It worked on Molly Kennard in the first half. She's averaging, what, 22 a game? She had three in the first half, but she had a better second half.
Yeah, she certainly did, and able to end up her night with 16 points here, helping out the cause for the Eagles, as she really got things going quickly. She started off the second half on the 6-0 run all on her own. Here to help out the effort. 23 points tonight here for Steffi Kennard, and of course most of that was from the line. She had 7 points from the line there in the second half of play. Just missed one free throw out of all of her tries, so a great effort there for her down the stretch. And 4 points chipped in as well by Katie Fouts, two apiece for Kayla Myers, Kendra Myers, and then one chipped in from Kelsey Drake here this evening. That's the scoring, but you know, you mentioned the free throw advantage, but there in the second half, they were even better than they were in the first half. Just 8 of 15 in that first half, but 14 of 16 in the second half to really seal the win up tonight. Here for the Tigers, they had a couple of players with 8 and also one with 9. Kinsey Nicholas finished with 9, 8 points apiece here for Brooke Hansen and Gina Friend. 6 points apiece tonight as well for Markel Brunk and Kayla Kirkhoff as the Tigers lose this one. And their season wraps up as they finish the year at 6 and 16.
Well, you know, in the first half, you know, you thought maybe Griswold had something going here. Up 6 at the half, that was their biggest lead of the ballgame. But they were slow getting started in the second half. They held Molly Kennard down in the first half, not so much in the second half. Sometimes, you know, a partial game, you can get numbers in your favor, but things tend to average out where they need to be or where they should be at the end. And, well, what do you know? You know, we talked about the Kennards averaging 80%, 79.9% of their scoring on the season. Well, look what they had for the scoring percentage tonight. They scored 39 of the 48 points. That is 81%. So
right,
sometimes things tend to equal out, I guess, where they should be or where the averages go play. But that's the way it worked out tonight. They got 39 of the 48 between them. And their biggest lead was at the end of the ballgame, that 10-point advantage. So that's, you know, it's a tough one. Griswold's had a tough season, a difficult season, you know, losing one of their longtime starters in Trisha Huerta to a knee injury. It's tough to watch a kid have to finish their high school career sitting on the bench with a big brace on their knee. But it is what it is, and she's not available tonight, and hasn't been for quite a while for them. And you know, they could have used her presence out there too, yeah. But you know, it's not part of the game right now, and Griswold comes up short. But you know what? A good effort by the Tigers. They game planned it out. Jeff told us what he wanted to do before the ball game tonight, and we saw it come true right in front of us. The girls did a great job following through on the game plan. They just couldn't get enough opportunities at the basket.
When I mentioned it earlier there in that fourth quarter, and I think it really rang true there in the rest of the game. The first half, I thought they settled for too many outside shots. It wasn't really working out for them. They got a lot better looks there in that second half. That third quarter had a lot of great looks, but 10 to 15-foot jump shots, they weren't making them. And that's how you're able to find some seams and break up a zone, but they weren't able to knock them down. So it's just one of those things that sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way to get the victory, and so it's a tough one for the Tigers to take here tonight, but good effort, like we said, but their season does come to a close. So Heartland Christian wins. They'll move on to play next Tuesday, and they'll be playing at Adair Casey High School. We most likely assume against the Bombers, who are favored to win their first-round game as well. So we'll have that coming up, or that will be coming up for that team coming up next week. Our next high school basketball will come your way here on Saturday night, as we'll get 3A girls basketball on the way for you, as we'll have one for you for the Atlantic Trojans as they go on the road to take on the Red Oak Tigers in the first round of 3A regional play. So we'll have that one for you Saturday evening. 7 o'clock is the scheduled tip time for that one as well, so we'll be on the air just before that Saturday evening to get you going with the broadcast here on KJAN. Once again, the final here this evening in this 1A regional first rounder, 48-38 Heartland Christian, the winner over Griswold. That'll wrap up our broadcast tonight. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Griswold.